You're listening to Marketplace Weekend, where the economy collides with real life. I'm David Lazarus, in for Lizzie O'Leary. We're talking about migration in today's show, and we learned this week that about 2.7 million people quit their jobs in April to look for greener pastures elsewhere. And that's a very good sign for the economy. What it means is people are feeling upbeat about their chances. But it also suggests that many people are going to be packing up their U-Haul trailers and moving. And that raises an interesting question. Should you move to another city or even another country for a job? And if so, how do you do it? To answer those questions, we're joined by Alexandra Levitt. She's a business and workplace author, speaker, and consultant. Alexandra, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me, David.
So it's not new, the idea that people would actually have to move from one place to another for a gig. But it's not easy, and in today's high-tech economy, you almost have to question whether it's even necessary.
Yes, you're absolutely right. I think the number one consideration people should be thinking about is, here's the question. If the job didn't exist, is the area in question someplace you would ever want to go? And what you really want to be thinking about is what your regular daily life would be like in this new location. So does it have a pace of life? Does it have amenities that appeal to you? What about the people, the culture, the weather? What about the traffic? Something to consider. A job is only one aspect of your life. And even if you love it, even if it's work you enjoy, that's not quite enough to overcome the distress of being in a location that isn't a good fit for you. So I would say that's the number one consideration when deciding whether or not you should relocate.
Seems like age is a factor, too. Earlier on in my working life, when I had fewer ties, no kids, things like that, the idea of moving to another place was a grand adventure. Then you become a little settled in life, and moving becomes a logistical nightmare.
That's absolutely correct. Relocations are definitely easiest when you're at a more flexible stage. But once you have that family, you have to think about what your spouse is going to do in that new city. Will he or she be able to get a good job? Is the area someplace you could envision raising your kids? Does it have good schools? Does it have safe play areas? And also extended family, we're seeing a move toward people wanting to be around grandparents and around aunts and uncles and cousins. And if your move is going to involve leaving those people, that's something to think about as well, because you'll have to build in a whole new source of social support.
We got a lot of listener feedback on this topic when we asked for stories. And we heard from one fellow, a guy named Gene, who talked about how he moved from L.A. to Atlanta for a job, hoped to maintain a long-distance relationship with his girlfriend. Things didn't quite work out in Atlanta, ends up moving back to L.A., and it sort of raises the question, is it worth taking a job that you're not 100% wedded to from the get-go? Do you really go just for something that might work or might not?
Well, I would advise that you would not do that if he were considering making a similar move in the future. Perhaps he would make a different decision. Of course, moving for a relationship is always risky, but I think moving for a job can be risky if you don't think about the fact that your organization is not going to offer permanent employment, probably. Most organizations are at will. And you want to really be able to find out whether or not that organization offers strong personal and professional development, the probability of advancement. If things don't work out with that individual job, will you be able to get and secure gainful employment at another job in the same area? Even if you think you're going to love that company, if you put your eggs all in one basket, it's going to be difficult if things don't work out in that geographic area. So you want to be sure you have options. And one of the good things that he did is he moved from one major metropolitan area to another. So he moved from LA to Atlanta, which at least those are both major cities. I would definitely not advise moving for a relationship to a rural or a declining area, for example, where you're really not going to have opportunities should that one not work out.
The economy's improving. The unemployment rate nationwide is now below 6% for the first time in a while. And yet it seems as though employers still have the advantage. So if you are working or if you are relocating, can you expect in this economy for your new employer to cover the nut of moving you? Or is this something that you're going to fund on your own?
I think in most cases, that's of course, depends on your level and the organization. But I see more and more organizations not paying relocation costs. And when we talk about relocation costs, we're talking about things like the moving company, having temporary housing, storage, airfare, things like that. I think the more important consideration when it comes to money is whether or not you can actually afford to live in the new city. You really want to be trying to think about whether your proposed salary and all of the benefits whether that will be enough to cover the cost of living in the new city. For example, I'm sure $75,000 a year goes a lot further in Atlanta, Georgia, than it does in Los Angeles. So that's something to think about. And ideally, you should be able to pay your monthly expenses and set aside some money for retirement. I think people think it's okay still to live paycheck to paycheck, but really that's not an ideal scenario and certainly not one you want to think about sustaining for the long term.
You know, you're describing a lot of risk, and I would imagine that a lot of people, they listen to this conversation, they think, you know what, I don't want to expose myself or my family to that level of risk.
It's definitely something to think about. You really have to be sure that the job is a wonderful opportunity that will never come about again, that it's too good to pass up, and that really the environment in the new city or even the new country will be something that you can make a go of it. And I think that with the risk also comes a sense of adventure. And I think that appeals to some people. They feel like change will be exciting and they'll enter a new phase of life. And there's something to be said for that, too.
Yes, indeed. Alexandra Levitt is a business and workplace author, speaker, and consultant. Alexandra, thank you very much.
Thanks, David.